Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a brand new day. Today is the 25th day in the month of January 2026, and indeed the Lord has still been doing good. He has still been doing wonders, and we want to say thank you, because good health money cannot buy, long life money cannot buy. We want to say thank you, Jesus, for all you do for us daily. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, True fruitfulness. Our emphasis is taken from in 4. To the work, we are servants of God. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Exodus 31 to 34. Our memory verse is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, which says, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and make it manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place." Our Bible reading is taken from Matthew 28 from verse 18 to 20. Matthew 28 from verse 18 to 20. From verse 18 it reads, "Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, when God says you should be fruitful, he is not just talking about you being successful materially and having children. He is also talking about you winning souls. John chapter 15 verse 16 said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and whatsoever ye shall ask of your Father in my name, he shall give it to you." As a disciple of Jesus Christ, being fruitful is primarily about leading people to Christ and ensuring that they grow and remain in the faith. A soul won to Christ is a fruit that brings eternal joy to God and also to you. The Bible says in Luke chapter 15 verse 7 that there is so much joy in heaven when a soul is saved from eternal damnation and won into the kingdom of the Almighty God. God wants us to multiply spiritually. This is why the Bible scholars often refer to Matthew 28 from verse 18 to 20 as a great commission. Jesus commands us to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. To make disciples means to teach others to follow Christ, just as you are following him. This involves preaching the gospel to unbelievers and mentoring other Christians with the word of God to help them grow in their work with God. God wants you to make disciples. He wants you to reproduce yourself. Apostle Paul understood this principle and taught it to Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, he said, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." He instructed Timothy to pass on what he had learned to faithful believers who would teach other believers in turn. This is the multiplication God desires, fruitfulness that extends beyond you to others and continues through generations. Beloved, The Bible says that a person who wins soul is wise, like we see in Proverbs 11 verse 30. Are you spiritually fruitful? Are you leading others to Christ? Are you teaching and mentoring others in the faith? If you have not been doing this, it is time to start. Begin with those around you, your family, friends, colleagues, and neighbors. Share the love of God with them and invite them to experience the blessings you enjoy in Christ. When you do all this, you will be truly fruitful, and God will make you shine like the stars forever and ever, like we see in Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Today's open heaven comes with a reflection that says, are you truly being fruitful according to God's standard? Are you truly being fruitful according to God's standard? May God bless the reading and hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. Remember, you have to be an active soul winner. How can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link you pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This to give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other today. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.